in looking at the picture of what we've spoken about this morning, then, and starting out with what Brother Tony said, that we have looked at the world and the flesh, and now we're looking at the evil one. And as I went for a walk outside this morning, and I ended up outside, there's a little animal room, then there's some stuffed animals, and I thought, there's a mountain lion. If you haven't seen a mountain lion, have a look. There's one in the gym up at the entranceway. And we talk about Satan as being a roaring lion, right? And when you think about a roaring lion, you imagine yourself on a pathway, and there's this lion. He's got big hair and big teeth, and his mouth is open. He's in front of you. And that's often the picture that we have of who Satan is when he attacks. But we forget that he's also the serpent. And with a few words, he deceived Eve. And as we consider the intellect, and we consider the mind, and in order to change one's mind, there needs to be this persistent, quiet, subtle attack. And it's an attack nonetheless. He's not on that pathway roaring in front of you. He's just quietly presenting little options to you and challenging you about things that perhaps you hold true, but if there's any kind of wavering that you have on anything, that's where he's really going to direct his energy. Mm-hmm. And that's where our mind starts to change, to the point that we don't even realize that King Jabin is our king. Mm-hmm. We don't realize that we don't like that until much later, when all of a sudden the chains and the bondage really lays hold of us. Because at the beginning it doesn't feel that way, but eventually it turns out that way. And so, to go back to Deuteronomy, the Israelites were supposed to defeat all of those enemies and drive them out. And what was the reason in Deuteronomy? I think it's 6. Actually, it's not 6. Let me look. No, 6 is where the parents teach the children, which is the right answer. In Deuteronomy 20, it says, "You shall 20 verse 17, you shall utterly destroy them," and it lists all the nations there. And verse 18, why? "In order that they may not teach you." Right, and so it's this battle for the mind over and over and over again, and each person has to face that foe. Each person has to make that decision and purpose in their heart to stay true and not defile oneself.
So this is the character of the enemy that we need to get a hold of and understand. So if we see him as the serpent, we are reminded, of course, of the first time he's introduced to us in Genesis chapter 3. And what was his motive there? His motive was to destroy the true character of God, to destroy God's word. And so he embellished it. And so if now we see that this is Satan who is now here, he is the one who is embellishing and destroying the character of God. And he's doing it through the mind. Notice, I just want to highlight this before we move past Jabin, king of where? King of Canaan. Jabin, king of Canaan. And who were the Canaanites? Okay? Canaan speaks to us of the traffickers. Okay? Trafficking. But here, what are they trafficking in? What are they doing business in? Okay? They're doing business in the things that pertain to God, but doing it deceitfully. So they're doing that which is destroying or being deceptive and destroying the true character of God. And so here, as king of Canaan, and now we find the people of God under this perceived king. Not the true king, right? But this perceived king, Okay? Not the true king for the people of God. Right? He is the one who is the usurper. And he is coming in and usurping as the king of Canaan. And so we find that the character of God is forgotten in the thoughts of the mind, right? And then the slippery slope that we see it from the beginning of the scriptures, from Genesis 3 all the way down. It's this, that principle that we see.
Perhaps I would suggest a hymn, a couple of verses. Maybe a hymn number 332, verses 1 and 3, and perhaps we can stand up and discuss it.